Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Q2 and H1 FY26 for Alpex Solar Limited. Let us now begin with the introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, Managing Director. Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, a mechanical engineer from Punjab University, has been a stalwart and pioneer in the field of solar manufacturing and currently serves as the General Secretary of the Indian Solar Manufacturers Association, ISMA, where he has also served as the president for 12 years and played a pivotal role in advocating for favorable government policies that benefit solar manufacturers. His impeccable reputation within the solar manufacturing industry has solidified his position as a respected leader and driving force for the solar manufacturing industry in India. Also joining us today is Mr. Aditya Sehgal, CEO. Mr. Aditya Sehgal has a bachelor's degree in science with a focus on electrical engineering from the prestigious University of California. As the CEO of Alpex Solar, Mr. Aditya Sehgal has been driving the global export opportunity and is focused on developing newer markets. In addition, we also have with us today from the Alpex Solar team, Mr. Vipin Sehgal, Executive Director, Mr. L.K. Dhamija, Vice President, Finance, and Ms. Sakshi Tomar, Company Secretary. At this moment, all participants are in the listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, you may click on the Q&A tab and ask a live question. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to request Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, Managing Director, to give his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for attending this conference. I am glad to. I think you all would have seen our last quarter's result, and the way we are happy with these results, I'm sure you all also must have been happy with these results. Huh? So, company is doing very well and going towards this target of phenomenal growth. And all things seem to be on the track, and all our decisions to expand into the capacity expansion as well as backward integration, these initiatives are happening at a rapid pace, and the management is very happy to share with you all that the things are on track, and as shared in my last call with the investors. So our growth target is also on track, and hope to maintain this kind of growth for a long time. And we are on the solid footing, and our conservative approach towards this business and prudent approach, I would say, is giving us very good results, which you all would agree with me. With this, I once again thank you all, and I'm ready, our team is ready to answer the questions. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, please click on the Q&A tab on the panel and click on Raise Hand button. The operator will announce your name when it is your turn to ask a question. Please accept the prompt on your screen and unmute your microphone while proceeding with your questions. You may also type in your text questions. The first question is from the line of Raj Saraf from Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Salaam, I'm audible.
Yes, you're audible.
So congratulations on such a fantastic numbers. So we have surpassed FY25 in our first half itself. So how to lead the second half with margin outlook, keeping in view the rapid capacity expansion by other players? This is my first question, sir.
Okay. You want to add another question, or that is it? Huh?
Sir, some questions are also there, sir. Sir,
okay.
Can you add on? Sir, other players Raj, like the... Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Sir, should I continue with the question, sir?
Yeah, you can continue. Yes.
Sir, some other big players are adding capacity in forward integration of solar to BESS. So they are integrating themselves with inverters, some transformers, and other parts of BESS capacity. So we are doing fantastic. We are adding capacity of TOPCon cells going forward, and also aluminium frames. So are we looking towards these area to add in such a huge TAM in BESS?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Raj. Good question. The thing is, yes, the people are expanding the capacities, and there is a lot of Me Too kind of phenomena is happening. Many people not from the industry without solid backgrounds or solid knowledge base. So they are coming up with these projects, and because the valuations in the stock exchange are reasonably good, I would say, and that is attracting many once again, not to go against anyone, but yes, non-serious or Me Too kind of people are trying to join the bandwagon. And so this, because of this phenomena, so the people who have knowledge and who have a good understanding of this business and have depth in this business, so they will succeed, and others might may not be able to succeed. And at the same time, as I mentioned earlier also in various calls, we have to invest where we what we understand the business. So that is the reason we are now investing in a 2.2 gigawatt of solar cell line, and we all our investment in the aluminium plant was the first announcement. And looking at our this thing, understanding of the business, many people now are joining bandwagon, and all serious players are also getting into manufacturing of solar frame, because solar frame almost constitutes 11% of the cost of a solar panel, and adding a solar frame gives you more flexibility also. So this is our take on the capacity which is coming up. And on the other hand, yes, we will go in for backward or forward integration, looking at our strengths and capabilities. And so since we are not very, very good at EPC, so we don't need to get into transformers or inverters. But yes, we already are created an EPC division. So this EPC division will be catering to the demand of, will be basically taking care of our solar panels also, and mitigate the demand side. And because in the times to come, when the plain vanilla EPC player, for a plain vanilla EPC player, this business will become more and more difficult, because it will become difficult for them to compete with a person who already has a cell line and a module line and an aluminium line, etc. So that way, so we will be investing more in EPC business and frame business, cell business, and some. We are again also forming joint ventures for junction box and some other businesses to I would say safeguard and what is that? Insulate our profits. So I think I've answered your question. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any further questions, Mr. Saraf?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have announced our now cell capacity directly to TOPCon. So,
yes.
But we have somehow just extended our timeline to now first quarter of next year. So, sir, what is the month I will be expecting that we will go live? And yes, sir, please.
Yeah. So the thing is, we have not extended our timeline. Earlier also, we got to produce our cells in the last quarter of this financial year. And we still feel, and we are going ahead with this kind of plan. Our first cell would be produced sometimes in the month of February end or the beginning of March. To be on the safer side, we have notified the exchanges that our production will start from the first quarter of next year. So that is the conservative approach, but unofficially I can tell you that we are on track and we might produce the first cell by the end of February.
Thank you very much, sir, and congratulations once again, and I wish you all the best for the next half of this year and even for the next years also. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Sir, I have quite a few questions with respect to the capacity expansion itself. So we have a there will be 5 megawatt of solar cell coming, which you initially into answer to the previous participant that it will be commenced in either February end or March end. But can we expect this revenue to be fully operational, this capacity to be fully operational by Q1 FY26?
If you go through our announcements, our 2.2 gigawatt cell capacity is coming up in two phases. The first phase is of 1.4 gigawatt. That will be, we hope and quite sure that revenue from of 1.4 gigawatt will reflect in the next financial year, not less than 10 or 11 months at least. And the balance 8 gigawatt results will start flowing in. Yeah.
800 megawatts.
So 1.4 will be operationalized from the February, and then we will start ramping up, and ramping up takes two and a half months. So I am saying on a conservative side that for in the next financial year we will have 1.4 gigawatt for 10 months at least, and 2.2 gigawatt will be available for complete 6 months.
So this year, basically you are saying by second half of next year, which is FY27, your entire 2.2 gigawatt of solar cell will be operational.
Correct.
And sir, also there is a capacity expansion on the solar module side. You said you will expecting 1.2 gigawatt additional capacity to be coming online by November, December.
Yeah.
So is there any change in that deadline, or
no,
are you?
Our 1.2 gigawatt additional line is under implementation. Few machines have been installed, and we hope that from that factory, a small trial production has already begun. But whole production of the new line should be available to us from 15th or 20th of December. 1.2 gigawatt, and in addition to that, we have already announced another 1.2 gigawatt next to our cell factory in Kosi. So that will come up in the next financial year itself. So next financial year, I want to clarify to all the investing community and the industry colleagues that total 3.6 gigawatt of module and 2.2 gigawatt of complete cell and all and aluminium, everything will be completed in the next full year, and everything will be available from next financial year on.
Okay, sir, understood. And what was the capex for this additional 1.2 gigawatt which you said of which will be commenced in FY27?
We have put it in the public domain that this will be done through internal accruals, because we are generating a very handsome EBITDA of almost 25 crores every month, and approximately, and that is likely to go up once we have our cell production also coming up. So we don't need to raise funds either through the sale of equity or through the banking channels on the loan. Even if it required, a small loan of 40-50 crores can be taken any time by the company.
And sir, what is the peak debt how much peak debt are we expecting in FY27 once all the capex is done, like majority of the capex is done?
Our estimation is that peak debt will not increase 325 or 340 odd crores, not more than that.
So can we around 350 max?
You can take it, not more than 350.
Yeah.
This is the debt for the expansion activities. The working capital limits are extra, so we don't consider that as debt because you need the working capital limits to run the company.
And how much working capital will be required for, let's say, if you want to do 2,000 crores of revenue, what will be the percentage, around 20 to 40?
Our working capital limits currently but Dhamija ji, can you inform them what is our working capital limits? Mr. Dhamija is our Vice President Finance.
Hi, good morning. Our present outstanding working capital limit is that's fund base is around 115 crores. But going forward for the next year, we are estimating a 300 crores of working capital requirement.
That is 150 crores for FY26 and 300 for FY27.
Yes.
Okay. And so my final question is with respect to the EPC side. Usually in FY25, if I'm comparing the FY25 numbers, the EPC was around 10 to 12% of the total revenue. But in the first half, it's around 4 to 5%. So is it a strategic decision to focus more on modules, or is it because the EPC revenue comes better is it because of the seasonality, because EPC is usually second half heavy?
You are quite correct. EPC numbers will remain around 10 to 13-14% on a whole year basis, and the EPC main targets are achieved in the second half of the year. So we will do the around 12 to 13% of EPC this year also.
13 to 15%.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. So, congrats on very strong sets of numbers. So, in terms of order book, can you once again give order book position as of 30th September and how much we have received in this financial year?
So through our various public announcements and to SEBI and exchanges, we have already informed order book position of almost 2,100 crore. Sakshi, am I correct?
Sir, 1,800 crore approximately.
1800 is on the this thing. We've already announced.
Yes.
So
yes.
1800 crore was in the first 6 months of the year, and we are going to announce a few orders very soon. From the order book point of view, don't worry. We are very well on track, and we will have lot of orders in for the next year as well.
Sir, 1800 we have announced new order. I am saying ki what is our current order position which is yet to be executed in the second half? Or
I think we are sitting on order book position because we can take into consideration the open orders also. So we right. would be sitting something like 1600 or 1700 crores of orders as of now also in hand.
Okay. And secondly, do you want to revise your target? Because first half itself, we have close to 900 crore. So in terms of full year target, which we are talking about 1500 crore kind of guidance we had given. And now, so would you like to revise that upwards?
I do not know. It is prudent to say on this platform how much we will do. But you can take our run rate in the last 2-3 months, and from that you can make a simple calculation. We are going to exceed the 1500 guidance by a reasonably good margin. So that is our point.
Okay. And
sizeable
lastly,
margin,
sir,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. And once our sale capacity will first phase will start from February, March. So what kind of EBITDA margin improvement do you see because of this value addition?
We hope to on an annualized basis for the next EBITDA margin will be more than 29-30%.
Okay, so like other big players are doing, which are having this cell capacity. So
I think we will be around that numbers only. Maybe our cost structure is more prudent, I would say. So maybe slightly better than them. I don't want to say that they are doing bad. They are doing very, very well. But we think that we will do slightly better than them.
Okay. Most of our current order is non-DCR only, or we have also have DCR?
No, we have DCR orders also. You would have seen in the public domain that we signed a contract with the Tata for supply of DCR cells. We were the only ones who signed the contract with Tata. So, we have DCR orders.
Okay, thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. Yeah, Dhananjaya.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Mohan from Ashika Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
Sir, I just wanted to understand on the current Monolock and TAFCOM. So what kind of margins will be increased, or it will be the same level? What will be happening, just changing our technologies?
I would like to ask Vipin ji to give a clarification on this question.
Thank you, Ashwini. Margins definitely will increase if we are migrating from, we have taken the decision to directly go to the top one and bypassing Monopark. So margins are better in Monopark technology wise. We will be making the first, I think, first mover, we will have a first mover advantage. We are processing with the G12R type, which will be the first in India.
Okay, by how much percentage, sir? By, if you can give in the percentage terms?
With respect to Monopark, it will be probably 2% more profit.
2% more profit than the other one. Perfect.
Yeah.
Sir, at PAT level.
Sorry, sir?
At PAT level, sir.
Got it. At PAT levels, perfect.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to understand, we have around 1800 crores and open order is around 1600 crores. So if we normalize this year, I'm understanding 1500 crores is like we are going to achieve and we are going to surpass that number. Something like the run rate only looks now around 1800 to 2000 crores. So I just wanted to understand, we have a very good year this year, but how about the next year and the coming next 2-3 years? Because the entire valuation depends on the future numbers, what will be coming, right? And also we are also getting into backward integration, and also one side we are getting into forward integration, and the largest guys are talking about BESS in their capex plans, and they also raised some funds without zero revenues on their books. So I just wanted to understand, is this the team is only very structurally which is going it up, or like what is happening? And when it was Wari telling that they were taking around 2 years to get their cell manufacturing out, and now we are very close to get ourselves out. So I'm very happy for us to be that we are getting it out very soon and in the faster phase. It's just that, can we scale it at rapid phase, like how these other two giants have grown, and how much time that we take to rapidly grow? My question is all about the growth, that how are we going to scale it up in a larger scale?
Thank you very much, Kaushika. A wonderful question once again, because I was waiting to answer this question. The thing is, the next year, because our own cell, so the order book will strengthen further. And my all guidances in the previous meetings, so we have said that we will keep on growing at 2x basis. So next year's guidance also can be taken. Again, it will be 2x because the cell will give us a lot of impetus and will insulate us from the Me Too plain vanilla module manufacturers. So this is one of the thing. Then our aluminium is also will be there, and our additional module capacity is also will be there. Which, and in addition to what Vipin just informed, we will be the first company to come up with the G12R cell directly, which is the the most efficient and most popular worldwide this cell size. So this cell size gives you lot of I would say benefits in running the production, because productivity goes up significantly, and directly going into G12 bar will save us a lot of money also. Otherwise, and in addition to that, because we were moving from first original plan was to go for monopole and then to go to TOPCon, so we would be required to shut down the factory for almost two months. So in this case, now there is no shutdown. So 2 months of shutdown means at least 50 to 60 crores of profit margin gone. So we will be saving that money also. And since we are going in for the most efficient cell size for some module maker as well as a cell maker, so that will also put us into a very good position in the market. Hope I have answered the question.
Yes, sir. Sir, you, by mentioning, you also told that we are looking at a 2x growth for next year also and coming. So how many years are we seeing this kind of a structural growth? Because currently the entire capacity is what India has achieved is like very high. The Google search tells that capacities are very high than the demand what is created, what is there. So is my understanding by seeing the Google search is right or wrong? Like what should be my understanding over here?
You're not entirely right and not entirely wrong, I would say. Yes, new capacities are coming up, but at the same time, demand is also going up. ALCM, or we call it ALMM list 2. So that will be implemented from the June of 2026. So that will make all module manufacturers to buy the local cells. So that way, everybody will have to go towards cell manufacturers. And as somebody just now mentioned, cell manufacturing is not as easy as module manufacturing some people think is. So we are well insulated and well planned in this endeavor. So and at the same time, our strategy is to keep on insulating our margins and our business and protecting it for a long term. So what will happen in the next year, I would not like to comment at this moment, but the decisions or the factories which we are building will create such a situation where you will also feel that yes, this company is growing at least at 2x. Thank you.
Got it. Sir, and do we have any one number like we need to have 10 gigawatt or 20 gigawatt of kind of capacities? Is that the approach that we are working on?
Look, there is a big wordplay or a Me Too kind of situation is being done. So everybody says, I will do 10 gigawatt, I will do 20 gigawatt, somebody will say 12 gigawatt, but actual numbers on paper are entirely different. Alpex is a conservative with our kehni aur kathni, Hindi mein bolte hain isko. So jo hum karte hain, wo utna hi bolte hain, aur jo kehte hain, utna hi karte hain. And we are very swift and at the same time very nimble in taking all these decisions. If tomorrow market shapes up that it needs 10 gigawatt of module, we are well equipped to have another 5 gigawatt or 5.1, because we will have 6 gigawatt in any case by the middle of next year. So if required, we will add very fast and very swift. Every body in the industry knows us, and all the builders, machine builders, we are very well connected with them, and we have understanding. And we will handle the situation, but I don't want to for the sake of putting out 10 gigawatt. So we are sitting in 2026. So by 2031, yeah, we will also have a 15 gigawatt of module. That is possible. But people are giving those numbers of 2031 now. So I hope I made some clarifications.
He's got disconnected. We will move on to the next text question, which is from Moksha Lodha from Systematics. And the question is, how will the company tackle the overcapacity in the cell and module by FY28?
I think I've answered this question during other questions. So since we are vertically integrated, and at the same time, vertically integrated means backward and forward integration. The cell with the ALMM already in place, our cell plant, the plant is coming up. So we don't see any dip in demand. Yes, there might be a slight margin pressure, but it won't be too large. So because with our additional capacities and with additional EBITDA, which will be generating from cell or module. So our growth journey is quite insulated from these pressures. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Dikshit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Can you hear me? Thanks for the opportunity. So some of my questions have been answered, so just couple of things. Firstly, if you can give what kind of current realizations for module and also the cell, and in cell DCR, non-DCR, what are the realizations going on? And and my second question is you mentioned 1.2 gigawatt will be operational by March, and obviously it will take 2-3 months for scaling up. So is my understanding correct that for cell 1.4 gigawatt will be available for say 7-8 months or 9 months for the next year, and the additional 0.9 gigawatt will be available for 3-5 months or next 6 months?
So what was the question?
So is this understanding correct for the cell? So next year...
You are quite right that we will have this kind of capacities for the cell in the next year. So plus minus 1 month, maybe we are... So you are quite close to the calculation.
And when you say 28-30% margin, you are saying the blended at a company level, we can do that kind of EBITDA margin?
What is blended in this?
So currently for just selling the module, we are doing 15%, 16% EBITDA. Are saying 28-30%, you are saying overall at company level we can do that kind of margin, or just the cell
plant? Yeah, correct. So we are giving a conservative estimate, and we might, as we have been bettering our estimates, so hope we also better those estimates also.
Okay, and if you can just answer about the realization on module and cell.
The cell we are not producing as of now. We are buying cells in the case of DCR. And modules, our average realization is around 17.5 approximately.
Okay, and cell, if you can just, what the prices are going on in the market, if you can just
So typically, a good quality cell is available. You are more interested in the DCR cell.
Yeah, both. If you can just to understand the difference, what is going on.
Okay. So DCR cell is available anywhere from 90 rupees to 110 rupees per cell. Okay. The Chinese cell, I would say, is available anywhere from 33 rupees to 43 rupees.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Pragati Sharma from Catalinco. And the question is, I see the margins have dropped slightly. What margins are we expecting to improve?
Margin has not dropped. Maybe slightly more interest cost is there because we are spending a lot on our capacity expansion. And these activities are not giving any margins. So we would have wrapped all the interest costs and additional manpower costs to the P&L. That is the reason a slight dip in the margin percentage. But overall, because the business volume has grown significantly, it's almost 300%, 270% up. So that's it.
Thank you. The next text question is from Sumit Mulchandani from YG Capital Advisors. And the question is, bigger players are getting operating profit margin of 20 and 30, while you are stuck in 16% OPM. That is why. I mean, the question is why.
I don't think we are generating less profit. Maybe you might be comparing ourselves, Alpex, with one odd company, and we would not like to comment on that. But our margins are in line with or slightly better than the industry average, I would say. Don't compare us with just one or two manufacturers. Please compare us with a bouquet of competitors.
Thank you. The next text question is from Vishal Dudwala from Trinita Asset Managers. And the question is, many peers like Wari are moving deeper into the value chain with ingot and wafer manufacturing. Does Alpex have a roadmap for backward integration beyond cells, particularly into ingots, wafers, and what would trigger that decision? Scale, PLI benefits, technology tie-ups.
Another good question. We would take all these backward or forward integration or expansions once the business environment for that product is conducive. As of now, we don't feel that the policy towards wafer or ingot is conducive to manufacturing in India. Yes, Government of India has put in place some policy guidances. These are still only a guidance level policy is there. It is not a full policy which will be implemented. Once this policy is in place, at the time, we will definitely take a good look at this sector. And if required, we will take the suitable decision there and then and very swiftly. So we are. I can put it in this way. So the trigger will be the good policy which is in the making. PLI has been a failure, sorry to say, but PLI will not make us get into that kind of business because it's a highly capital intensive business, and PLI is a very small amount which the government gives. The policy with respect to imports and our competitors, that is more that is a bigger trigger for us. Thank you.
Thank you. The next text question is from Karan Singh, who is an individual investor, and he says, congratulations on great set of results. Operating cash flow has turned negative this half year, largely due to higher inventories and receivables. How comfortable is management with current liquidity? And do you expect cash generation to improve in H2 as collections come through?
Mr. Dhanija, please answer this question.
Yes, sir. So now our profits are good. That operating cash flow is negative just because of increase in stocks and debtors. That is certainly will be there in, when there's a major expansion, like we're growing more than 100%. So accordingly, debtors and receivable levels have gone up. But that gets financed through increase in the working capital borrowing. So overall, liquidity on the liquidity front, company is quite comfortable and there's no concern on that.
Thank you. The next question is from Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Firstly, congratulations on the great result. Most of my questions have been answered. Just a few clarity on the EBITDA margins. So for FY26, what sort of margins on a steady level are we expecting on an annualized basis?
Matt Leah. So there will be a slight improvement in our EBITDA margins further when we complete this year, and because a lot of under implementation EPC projects will be completed, and we will be able to build all those projects, and with that our EBITDA margin also likely to make our margin better. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, and we mentioned that we'll have a 28% to 30% margins for next year. So our capacity in cell is about 2.2 gigawatt, while our capacity in modules will be around 3.6. So we will still be procuring cells from outside, especially DCR cells. So the 28% to 30% is on the overall basis or just on the modules that will have our own?
As I explained earlier also, it will be blended. Yes, our capacity module will be slightly more than the cell capacity, but our business wherein we make non-DCR panels, that is not going to dry and doesn't become zero. So we will keep on using some cells for the continued orders. So for that, we need the non-DCR cells also. So and once our expansion of cell is complete, then we are open, because by that time ALMM list 2 will also be implemented. At that time we will review the situation and take a suitable decision to expand our cell capacity if required.
And also, could you give me the figures of the module volumes in quarter 1 and quarter 2 for FY26?
I'm sorry?
The volume of modules we sold in quarter 1 and quarter 2.
Sakshi, can you send this? I may not be immediately knowing this. So, we can reply to this question on an email. Sakshi will reply to you on this.
Sure, sir.
Okay. That is also the capacity that we are adding. So the 1.2 additional capacity will be online from December. What sort of utilization are we expecting in FY27 for that? And when will the additional 1.2 be up in FY27, reaching to 3.6
so as,
module?
Yeah, as informed in my previous questions, answer to the previous questions. So the whole 3.6 gigawatt will be available sometimes in the next year, around August. That is our estimate. This will take care of the future demand also. Thank you.
That is it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Mata.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Lohia from CFM. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So firstly, I would like to congratulate you on the superb set of numbers and the wonderful set of management you have in the SME segment, which is very rare to find in the SME segment at least. So my questions are like, when you're talking about FY27 numbers and you're talking about doubling it, so as we compare to FY26, according to my estimations, it will be around 1800 to 2000 crores for FY26. So can we expect 3600 to 4000 crores in FY27?
Our original guidance was 2x from 780 crores, okay, and then 780 times 2 is 1500 to 1600, and then another 2x will be make it 3200. So we can go up to that, and I can say that we will achieve this kind of growth. But actual numbers are dependent on many things. We are well prepared to take this expansion in our business, and at the same time, you commented about our management. It is very rare to find an SME. Frankly, yes, at that time we got listed in SME, I mean NSE Emerge, but our ideas and our thought process is not SME. It is a full-blown that is the which is the board, what we call that board, main board. So our thought process and our understanding and our planning is for the main board only. So management, let me once again comment, Mr. Vipin Sehgal, all Sakshi, Mr. Dhamija, Aditya, and Monica, and our plant heads and our top team, we call them pillars. So these make a company, and this company is on a solid footing and ready to take this upcoming growth, and ये होने वाला है, बहुत कुछ होने वाला है. सो वी आर क्वाइट एक्साइटेड लाइक ऑल ऑफ यू.
And sir, one more question I have is that when you're talking about 30% EBIT for FY27, so what type of PAT margin can we expect? Can we expect it around 16, 17% or even higher?
It's possible.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it for my end.
Right. I think all the questions have been answered. So, आप चेक कर
Thank you so
लीजिए.
much, sir. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, President and Managing Director, for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
I think again, my last comment was made. Okay, once again, repeating, this is a team activity, and this is a wonderful team, and all our engineers, software engineers, and very capable, very passionate for their work. My team of pillars is performing exceedingly well, and we are working 24 hours and taking this company to the next levels, and hope to do this journey very at a rapid pace, but in a very, very safe way. I don't want any issues, so we will take all the decisions which are prudent and at the same time safe, and which make our company, make this company business insulate more and more. So that is our take. Thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Alpax Solar Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for your participation. You may now click on Exit Meeting to disconnect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.